I didn't believe this at first when it was mentioned to me by my wife, but by golly, the Biden administration is considering, anyway, plans to bring Palestinian refugees to the United States of America. And this, as other Middle Eastern countries have said, no, we don't want them. What's going on here? Jared Halperin joins us. Fox News Radio has been looking up into this. Hey, Jared.
How are you?
I'm going to be okay, I think. Nice-looking weekend ahead. So, yeah, I didn't think that this was a thing, but it turns out it is. And Donald Trump wasn't just messing around at his speech the other day when he was mentioning this. They want to bring refugees, Palestinian refugees, to America. Who's, are we flying them here on military planes?
This is an existing program that would allow a very limited number of those impacted by the war in Gaza to come to the United States if they are the family members of Americans. So it's a pretty limited program, right? It's a pretty limited universe of Palestinians who would qualify for this. Some of the programs do include a pathway to permanent residency. Others do not. So again, all of these are things being considered. But the universe of refugees that the United States would be looking at, again, it is pretty narrow in scope right now to those, again, who have family members here in the United States, and it would be kind of at their decision. One of the concerns, and the United States has shared these as well, along with other Arab partners, is that they want to avoid kind of a mass relocation of Palestinians in Gaza. There is a concern that kind of relocation would become permanent, that it would end a lot of Palestinian residency in Gaza. The Arab countries in particular have concerns about an Israeli expansion or reoccupation of the territory. And so that is why you haven't seen, say, Jordan or Egypt, some of these other countries kind of open up their doors to refugees at this point, again, because there is a concern from their standpoint about a permanent displacement of Palestinians.
Okay, I gotcha. So, if let's say they have family members in America, presumably that's where they would stay then with those families, or where are we going to put them?
Yeah, I mean, again, there are a lot of different programs that are in place right now under current law for those seeking refuge from war zones. Ones that are kind of narrowed to those with American family members is because those family members sort of become de facto sponsors, right? And so it is kind of an ability to kind of show that there is a support system for people in this country. Obviously, it also comes with a pretty thorough vetting process through DHS and other authorities, much like we saw when we were bringing over refugees from Afghanistan and other places in the midst of the U.S. withdrawal from that country.
Boy, I would hope so. This sounds like a paperwork nightmare, bureaucratic nightmare to me. I wonder what that process
does.
Is.
So this is something that there are entire agencies within the State Department that deal with refugee services. And again, there are a lot of existing. This is not, as it was explained to me through sources over at the National Security Council, this would not be a new program. That there are existing programs already in place. This is sort of whether or not to use it, kind of, you know, trigger it, right, with the current conditions. Again, mindful of the fact that the United States does share the concerns with other governments of kind of permanent displacements of Palestinians, of refugees in Gaza, and that this would be limited kind of to those with family here who have expressed a desire to come to the United States. Recall in the immediate aftermath of October 7th, the United States tried quickly to get, dual citizens in Gaza out of Gaza to get them to the United States. This would kind of build upon that program that was in place about 6 months ago.
I gotcha. It's interesting when you start digging into the facts that there's a program that's already in place. It is still a little frightening. Of course, it's frightening what's going on over there and in our own college campuses now. Jared Halperin from Fox News Radio, thanks for explaining that.
Sure thing.
Have a great weekend. Are you going to do Cinco de Mayo? Do you do any of that?
That's on Sunday, right?
Yeah, tequila, man.
Well, if it doesn't rain, I'm probably going to spend it on the golf course, but we'll see.
Of course.
Right now, it looks like, you know, the thing that has been frustrating this week is the weather this week has been phenomenal here, like sunny and like 80 degrees. Guess what the forecast is for the weekend?
Rain and storms.
Not sunny and 80 degrees.
I bet the cherry blossoms are looking nice, oh, huh?
They're gone, man. We got through that, which has cleared up a lot of the tourists on that area. But they were beautiful. No, they were here in the spring. They were great. We had good weather for it. Coincided with the state visit of the Japanese prime minister, so they were able to see it. And
oh, isn't that nice?
Now we move on to the summer tourism season, which is always a nice time in Washington, but it is going to be hot and muggy. And stay hydrated, my friends.
Yeah. Heat and humidity. Well, enjoy the golf course. Don't go taking that 9-iron and holding it up in the air during a lightning storm, okay? No, just don't do that. Jared Halpern, thanks a lot, bud. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
See ya. 1320 WILS.